If you can still stand thinking about food today, we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about mole, the Mexican sauce created with hot chili peppers and chocolate. Legend has it that mole poblano was created in the 16th century to season a turkey dish, so it might be a new way to spice up all those leftovers from yesterday. I spoke with Maricel Presilla, author of Gran Cocina Latina, about mole back in 2013. She's a medieval scholar and chocolate expert who has spent her life studying the culinary intersections of the old and new world. And I started off by asking her, what exactly is a mole sauce?
A mole is one of the most complex and delicious sauces to come from the Latin American kitchen. It is a hybrid, the end result of the coming together of two very old culinary traditions, pre-Columbian cooking and medieval Spanish cooking. It's essentially based on chiles. In fact, in my cookbook, Gran Cocina Latina, I have it in the chapter called Hot Pepper Pots. Mm-hmm. And I say that, you know, moles are essentially, one of the most interesting of many other sauces that involve hot peppers.
Right. And in fact, in your cookbook, you write that they are better known to North American diners than any other member of the hot pepper family. But moles are not necessarily better understood. So
To moles is the fact that the most famous one, the mole poblano, calls for chocolate. And there are many kinds of moles that call for chocolate, but many more that do not.
Well, you mentioned that the mole, or at least in North America, the mole poblano has a very interesting sort of genesis or creation story. I was wondering if you could tell us about that.
Well, culinary gospel tells us that the birth of this mole was an immaculate conception taking place in the virginal womb of the kitchen of Santa Rosa in the town of Puebla. Puebla de Los Angeles, and there is a lovely story, a famous cook, Sor Andrea de la Asunción, who was asked to prepare a great dish for a visiting viceroy, and as described by, popular lore, she went crazy raiding the pantry and sort of throwing everything she found in the pot just to create a sauce to season a turkey, but I say in my book that if you know nuns, they don't do anything, haphazardly. So, and if you look carefully at the components of the famous mole poblano, at the chiles, at the seasoning ingredients, at the spices, you realize that here you have the perfect example of two very strong culinary traditions, pre-Columbian sauces, actually, that were called moles, and medieval Spanish sauces that were thickened with bread and nuts, for example. Even the idea of chocolate is nothing new because the nuns were already drinking heavily spiced chocolate from the old and the new world.
Well, this is one of the things that I find most wonderful about mole, or at least how we look at it, because it does sort of encapsulate this long period of history and various cultures, foundational cultures in Mexico. But in your book, you write, imagine stemming and seeding pound after pound of dried chilies with clouds of blinding smoke billowing forth as cooks griddle roast or fry them, and roasting or frying and grinding astronomic quantities of nuts and spices. Now, that sounds delicious to me, but also a sort of a time and labor intensive communal effort.
Well, because that description really belongs to a wedding mole or a birthday mole. Uh-huh. And of course, moles were important foods. They were the dishes you would prepare for a rite of passage. So I would say that if you had 100 guests or 200 guests, sometimes 1,000 guests, you would have to process hundreds and hundreds of chiles. But if you're making a recipe for 6 to 8 people, then it's not that complicated. For example, for my recipe of the famous mole poblano of Santa Rosa, I call for 10 pasilla chiles, 12 ancho chiles, 10 mulato chiles, griddle roasted with no fat, put them in a blender and you make a puree. And then you make a puree with the rest of the other ingredients. You know, so you have two purees that need to be essentially sauté separately. And what is beautiful about a mole is that you can do a lot of things ahead of time. And once you finish this, what you have is a beautiful paste. What you do is you get a good broth and you dissolve the sauce. Just put a pool, small pool of the sauce on the plate, and it's just beautiful. Mm. Essentially, it's a stream of sauce. You know, it's like a river of sauce on a plate.
Well, Maricel Precia is a medieval scholar turned restaurateur and author of Gran Cocina Latina, The Food of Latin America, which won this year's Cookbook of the Year award from the James Beard Foundation. Maricel, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Lovely talking to you about my favorite sauce.